From my left, we have the Scituate Police Chief, and that's Mark Thompson. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
In front of me, we have John Murphy, who is the Scituate Fire Chief. To my far right there, we have Jeff Simpson, the Marshfield Fire Chief. Hello.
Hello.
And then right to my immediate right, we have Phil Tavares, of course, the Marshfield Police Chief. We appreciate you coming in here. We do this every year. We talk about what's happening the 4th of July. The South Shore is a busy place on the 4th, but I thought this year especially, you've got the night before the 4th, which is always really busy. That falls on a Saturday. You've got the 4th, which is Sunday, and then you've got the 5th, which is a Monday, and the legal holiday. And let's add in the whole release now from the pandemic. I think it's going to be busy here on the South Shore, and I just want to find out a little bit about the do's and don'ts about what is expected. Let's start with Marshfield Police Chief Phil Tavares. What are the plans that you folks have in place over this long holiday weekend?
Well, we begin days in advance coordinating our efforts with Duxbury and Scituate Police and Fire. In our DPW, we start patrolling the beaches looking for anybody stockpiling wood. We notify the DPW of that, and they come down and collect it before any fires can get started, because all fires, absent cooking fires by permit in Marshfield, are illegal. And we have patrols that are out on the beach looking for illegal activities, and we just coordinate back and forth. It's going to be a long 3 days. And yes, you're right. Besides celebrating our independence, I think a lot of people are going to be celebrating their freedom from COVID and the release of the masks. So I expect that we're going to have a real busy 3 days.
You know, traditionally in the past, in Scituate, there's been a lot of activity. I know years ago when they had those big bonfires, it got kind of crazy down there. And I know you folks got, you know, cut way back and enforced some pretty strict rules about that. What's happening with fires in Scituate? Chief Murphy, about that. Cook fires, yes. Bonfires, no. Or any bonfires allowed? What's the latest on that?
Correct, Christine. Bonfires are not allowed. If we do see them, they will be extinguished. And anybody that owns the home and the bonfire is in front of the house, they are responsible for the bonfire and the illegal use of that. We do allow cooking fires or campfires, which are going to be, our guideline is 3 feet wide, surrounded by stones, below the high tide line, and no higher than 16 inches of wood. We ask them to use clean wood and no nails. We don't need nails on the beach for the next day. Kids are on the beach and stepping on nails. So, but we do allow the campfires, but bonfires will not be allowed, and they will be dealt with immediately.
Do you need a permit for a campfire?
We do not. Okay. That night, you don't. Typically, if somebody wants to do a campfire, they'll call in, get a permit, like the Boy Scouts do it occasionally, the Cub Scouts. But so that night, we do not require a permit, but we do ask the people that hold the party, if they have a campfire, they are responsible. Somebody has to be at least 18 years old around the fire at all times to make sure kids don't get too close.
Okay. Police Chief Mark Thompson, in the past, in a number of years past, there's been some wild partying down in Humorock with a lot of underage drinking with kids. I know that you folks got real serious about taking care of that, and it seems like you had a couple pretty good years where that was under control. What are you anticipating over this long holiday weekend?
I think it's the same thing. I think you hit the nail on the head. A couple years ago, we shut the beach down. We really had to roll things back to make sure that we had public safety in mind and really put an end to a lot of the stuff that was going on. The past couple of years and last year with COVID, it was obviously different. We're looking forward to the same thing this year, where really things will be under control. I think it's going to be a lot of work for the police departments. But our goal really is to ensure public safety and to promote kind of the family fun side of it. There are a lot of residents down there, particularly in Humorock, that just really want to enjoy the beach and the area that's down there. So I think if people operate within the guidelines, follow what the laws are, I think it's a good opportunity for people to get out.
Okay. And Marshfield Fire Chief Jeff Simpson, what about first aid? I know there seems to be, whether it's a small event or it seems to be at least one or two people every one of these holiday weekends that somehow, maybe with illegal fireworks, somehow burn their hand or maybe something a little bit more seriously. What are you folks prepared to do?
We're prepared to deal with everything, Christine. I guess my biggest issue is making sure the streets are clear to some extent. I know parking's always an issue. I've lived down in the area for a long time and experienced many 3rd of Julys in Marshfield. So parking, so that our apparatus, our ambulances, our police officers can get through if there is an emergency. Also emphasize, we want people to come to Marshfield. We want them to visit our businesses, but we want them to be safe. If you're going to drink and drive, obviously Uber, have a designated driver, and just take care of each other and have a fantastic weekend.
Do you have any other advice, too, for the parking? I know it's always at a premium, especially during the summer, and then you get a holiday weekend, and who knows how many out-of-town guests. I mean, is there a rule to follow, say, you always want to have X amount of feet between cars or be over on the side, and then you see people pull up on the sidewalk?
I think people just need to use some common sense. If they think they're parked in the road, then it's going to be a problem for our apparatus.
Okay.
We have a lot of narrow streets to begin with, so people need to use some preparation prior to coming to our town, talk to neighbors, maybe you can find a place to park on their lawn. I know that in the past that's what people have done. So keep the roads clear for us, and everyone should have a fantastic night.
Okay, and Fire Chief John Murphy, what is this Park Smart? Or so Pack Smart, as the locals would say.
Pack Smart.
What is that?
Well, we just sort of dubbed that for the same thing the Chief has just talked about. Basically, anybody hosting a party, hosting friends, have a plan, have a parking plan, work with your neighbors to make sure that we have access to your home and your neighbors' homes in case you do need an ambulance or have a fire, whatever it is. A lot of things happening that night, more likely to have challenges. So just have PockSmart, have a plan, have a parking plan, and make sure if you're going to somewhere that look around, make sure a fire truck can get by.
Okay. And Phil Tavares, Marshfield Police Chief, tell me about what the plan is about policing for underage drinking here in Marshfield.
Well, we're always on the lookout for that, and we won't tolerate it. And also public drinking in the town of Marshfield is against the law. But we're going to be really coordinating our efforts on looking for the people that are posing the most danger to our community. So, we want families to come down here and enjoy the holiday and celebrate their independence and their freedoms. We want them to do it safely. So we will be looking for underage drinking. We have been meeting with members of our package stores, and we'll be putting pamphlets out on the front door warning them that anyone under the age of 21 will be arrested.
And what if somebody has an emergency and they think, well, I don't want to bother the police because, you know, it's not, somebody didn't burn themselves, but I see like a bunch of cars are parked down here and I'm not sure if that's going to be a problem. What do you tell them to do?
Say that we're not too busy and to always call us for anything. You never know what this call may lead to. It might not be exactly what it appears to be. So never hesitate to give us a ring. We're always here for the general public, and that's what we get paid to do.
Okay. And in Scituate, with all the beaches in Scituate, what about if people have questions or concerns, is there a Facebook page they can go to or a website they can go to find out, oh, okay, here's the regulations about drinking, about parking, about, you know, having friends on the beach and the permitting. Is there a place they can go to?
Sure. The Scituate Police Facebook page has that information already up there, and we'll continue to update it through the weekend, so that will be a good resource for folks to get a good idea from everything from bonfires, fireworks, public drinking. All of those things are out there, and we're trying to push that information out so people are aware.
That sounds good. And gentlemen, anything I didn't mention that you think people need to know about this holiday weekend?
I think our common goal is for everybody to have a good, safe, fun holiday weekend. Enjoy it. We understand COVID's over for the most of us, and to go out and have fun, but be smart.
Okay, we appreciate that. And I want to say thank you to the chiefs who participated here today, taking time out of their very busy days. We've got Mark Thompson from Scituate, the police chief. We've got John Murphy, the Scituate fire chief. Jeff Simpson, the Marshfield fire chief. And, of course, Phil Tavares, the Marshfield police chief. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to put this whole interview up online and then play some cuts throughout today and through the holiday weekend to remind people to stay safe out there. I'm Christine James, sending it back to you, Dan McCready, right here at 95.9 WATD.